It is second down and seven at the Arizona 15. Let's look. Floating, and it is caught. Touchdown. Inside the pylon, the Gray Book. What a throw.
Join us for this week's tape study. Eagles head coach, Doug Peterson. Coach, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ike.
All right, big game last week for Carson Wentz. Career high, four touchdowns. Let's take a look at all four. Not only are they great throws, but it takes all 11 men to make these plays successful.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And this first one was just a great route, great throw, catch. Protection was really good. And we kind of isolate this matchup right here. So I believe this is Buchanan, number 20, the linebacker that walked out on Trey. Playing a little tight man coverage. Trey does a great job. You can see Buchanan trying to get some hands on him right there. Trey does a nice job with his right, slapping it, and then getting vertical on the play. Great throw, front part of the end zone. Just a well-executed play. Great throw again. Great catch. Way to get 2 feet in for that first score.
Yeah, great job by Trey getting both of those feet in. You watch here on this play, Coach. Nice play design here, too. If I'm on defense, you got three tight ends in, I'm thinking run.
Yes, and that's what I was hoping they were going to think, because this was third down, and third down in the red zone. So they're obviously in their base defense, which they did to our three tight end package. So, again, felt like we were going to get a nice matchup with Zach Ertz right here on this particular play. And really, the design is Selleck's kind of working right here to this hash mark to hold this backer here. Trey's working into the flat to move that corner out, and now we go one-on-one with this safety down in the box, and Zach does an outstanding job with a slight outside release. You can see it here, and then he cross faces, and then Carson got a free runner on Carson, but again, a nice tight throw and execution to get ourselves into the end zone.
You look at this thing from the backside, the play action fake. I mean, Carson has to basically turn away.
Yes.
And then he get that head around, a nice throw right there.
Yeah, and to have 29 on the field as well isolates these second-level defenders a little bit. They become a little more aggressive in situations like this. Again, you can see the free runner. He does a nice job, Carson, right here, just standing in the pocket, eyeing up 86. Great execution again on this play.
Perfect throw.
Good job getting in there. Especially down here low in the red zone, where coverages are a lot tighter typically. And, of course, we've seen more man coverages, particularly around the 10-yard line.
This guy's been playing this position at an elite level, Coach, in my opinion. And I'm watching him pre-snap. He's surveying his defense, and he's out there like a maestro controlling everything.
Yeah, and, we've been able to kind of load his plate up a little bit. Yeah, not too much, but again, a third down situation, and this was a run-pass option for Carson. And what I mean by that is we were intending to give him, I think this was third and four, third and five, we were going to give him a chance to run a little sprint draw right here. But Carson saw this side of the field, and this was the area that he was focused on. And too many men over here to run the draw, so we killed it, and he went to the pass. And then excellent right here. You can see both of these safeties are extremely low. So he right now, in his mind, he's reading this safety, and he wants to get that man one-on-one over the top on that corner on this particular play. You can see the mesh route underneath, which we might have had the first down even if Carson were to check it down to one of these two guys here, or really one of these three guys. But what he sees is leverage of the defender with a speed guy on the perimeter, great pocket, great protection, excellent throw, and a great way to finish. This was a huge play for him.
Yeah, you talk about the confidence of Carson Wentz. You mentioned he could have picked up the first down with either guy underneath. But this is a different mindset when you want to go for that home run ball.
Exactly, and he has that mindset. Again, check out the pocket. Check out Jason Peters. You got Lane Johnson here. You got the three bigs in the middle. I think you and I could probably complete a pass with this type of pocket. But a great job with the offensive line, particularly all day, to keep number 11 upright and to make throws like this.
Glad to see him get in the end zone. I know he feels good about that. Sure. And then this play here, Coach, third and 19. Now, as a defensive player, I'm saying to myself, just give him the throw underneath. You come up and make the tackle and get off the field. Not many plays in the playbook for third and 19.
There's not many at all. And we have a few that can get us, 16, 17, 18 yards. But 19 is a tough down to get. And, to be quite honest, in this situation where we are on the 28-yard line, you're not expecting the defense to zero blitz you, meaning, bring seven. And so you're going to see everybody right here defensively, what I consider storm the castle and blitz Carson. You got inside leverage just about everywhere across the board. And this route is really designed to give Zach Ertz a nice deep in cut at about 16, 18 where he could catch it and maybe fall forward for the first down with another in cut underneath it. And then speed guy Nelson working the middle of the field, taking the top off with that safety right there. Again, this play does not get off. If you don't see right here with Jason Kelce, he ends up taking two defenders right here, knocking a couple guys down. We do get edged a little bit here with the left guard. Carson does a nice job. This is one of the things where he's getting better now in the pocket, Ike, is where he's got these subtle movements. Eyes are still down the field to make this extremely beautiful throw, beautiful catch, a great way to finish the end of this play.